This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Professor David Chancer, a professor of public policy at Duke University, and I had it right in front of me here, David, we haven't spoken to you in a while, a professor of practice at the Duke Sanford School of Public Policy, director of the Triangle Center on Terrorism and Homeland Security. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy.
Good to talk to you again. Tell me how, I guess, terrorism and the fight against terrorism has changed since 9/11?
You know, I think the big transformation and the thing that actually really worked compared to a lot of other things that I don't think have had much of an effect really was a transformation in both intelligence and the integration of our intelligence collection system with the law enforcement entities.
Connecting the dots, so to speak, David?
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's first of all, not just the dots, but the collection. I mean, I think we deployed a lot of assets at this problem that were not deployed at it initially. We've created much better communication between various agencies and ability to share information. We've created more analytic capacity. And then we've integrated, you know, law enforcement, U.S. attorneys, analysts inside the United States into the process so they are in receipt of, you know, information that might be able to help them, as well as tools that the FBI has used domestically. I think if you put all those things together, those are the things that have worked to really, you know, of course there have been exceptions, but by and large, 24 years, and this problem has not come close to coming to bite us the way it did on 9/11.
My feeling is, and I have no, you've forgotten more than I'll ever know about this, David, but my feeling is there was a weakness, they found it, they exploited it, and it was a one-time shot. And I guess what I'm wondering is, are there other weaknesses out there that terrorist outfits are probing, or have we pretty well sealed up all of the portals?
Well, you're right. I mean, the terrorists only have to get lucky once to create tremendous damage. And the defenders, which is us, the defenders against terrorism, have to, you know, bat 1,000. And that's a tough job. Mm-hmm. So you're right. Part of the challenge is to plug as many of the glaring holes as possible. But those holes can never be totally, you know, with 100% certainty. And new holes emerge, you know, as you, let's say, create new technologies or you build new infrastructure and so on. I mean, the world doesn't stay the same. So you can never say, well, we're done and therefore we're safe.
How effective was the Patriot Act in accomplishing the safety of the nation?
You know, I think there were aspects of the Patriot Act that were, you know, contributed to the positive, I think generally positive result that we've seen. I think parts of it were, you know, demonized unnecessarily. you know, have there been some costs to civil liberties because of our, you know, use of increased intelligence and also the ubiquity of intelligence information because of modern communications? Yeah, sure. But I think the checks and balances mainly stayed in place. And that's not something that, has kept me up at night. I think the derogation in civil liberties has come in a lot of other areas, necessarily than that.
Has the advancement in technology since 2001 helped in the fight against terror, or made it easier for terrorists to conceal their activities?
I mean, that's a double-edged sword, I think, Tommy. In some ways, this period since, 20 years has been the golden age of intelligence, just because there's so much information to possibly get, and any little nugget you get can actually help thwart a plan. But you're right to point out that, things like, solid encryption and all those types of things also make it easier for the terrorists to conceal. So what we have is a technological battle that is going on between, those who want to do harm, and I include in that, gangs and crypto terrorists and ransomware and all of those things that are part of the modern, threat environment. And then, those that are trying to protect us from that. I mean, you look at the story about China's, mass infiltration of the U.S. data system over many, many years. It came out a couple of weeks ago, and you can understand that this is, an ongoing and, frankly, never-ending battle.
Let me take a break here, David. I want to talk to you when we come back about, I saw in the news yesterday just about a third of the country was not even born for 9/11. Tim Zimmer, who you spoke to, brought up a point that if you're in college, you probably don't remember 9/11 if you're of college age. But I'm going to talk about looking at it from the other side, the generational part of it in terms of breeding terrorists and terrorism. Is it a cyclical thing where maybe the generation of terrorists is gone and we have to look out for a new generation of terrorists or not? And we'll also talk about Israel and Qatar and the United States, 852 trafficked up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. 856, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to David Schanzer, professor of public policy at Duke University's Center on Terrorism. Professor, where does generation, do generations fit into this? And did we wipe out a generation of terrorists, as I think about the age of Americans and people in college not being alive during 9/11? And is that something in the future? And along those lines, I'll ask another giant question here. What would the next attack look like? Would it be biological in nature? Your thoughts on that?
Sure. So the terrorism that we experienced in 9/11 and much of the next two decades after that was, caused by a certain set of ideas. Terrorism and political violence are generated usually as a response to some sort of grievance and people trying to find some sort of answer, often in their identities, to respond to those grievances. And I think some of the steam of that ideological movement that formed Al-Qaeda, you know, has dissipated over time. That doesn't mean they're eliminated. It's very prevalent in lots of places in North Africa. But I think the enthusiasm for addressing those grievances through violence against the West, the appetite for that has dissipated. But, you know, all kinds of other political grievances and ideas are, you know, they're constantly forming and circulating and changing, you know, and I think we saw evidence of that, you know, yesterday in that horrific violence in Utah and other incidents from other directions that have occurred in our country. So, you know, terrorism, you never have solved terrorism because new ideas and grievances that are going to push people towards violence are always forming in society.
You study this for your life's work. Would you say the threat from terrorism has shifted to more of an internal thing than an external thing for the country?
Well, the data certainly shows that. We had your terrible incident in New Orleans. I think that's the last time I was on this program. Mm-hmm. That shows that, you know, some sort of affinity to, you know, violent Islamism, you know, is still out there. But I think it's much less prevalent and cogent, you know, for our society than these, you know, debates over, you know, leftist ideology in America and also, you know, super nationalist conservative ideology. Those are the things that are animating our society now and, you know, tragically leading to acts of violence in our country against people, you know, very, very innocent people of all political stripes.
So I would infer that because really nothing's changed and the country is as likely to be attacked with somebody with a car as it was a year ago or 2 years ago, that it's the ideology and it's that, or at least the radicalization that has decreased. Accurate or not?
Radicalization among people radicalizing to the ideas that fueled Al-Qaeda? Mm-hmm. Yes, I say that has weakened and dissipated. Radicalization to other ideas? I'd say that has increased.
What threat of terrorism keeps you awake at night?
More of the type of thing that we saw yesterday.
Gotcha. Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Pleasure as always. David Chanzer, Professor of Public Policy at Duke University. When we come back, I'm going to spend an hour talking about autism because we've been talking about it with that horrible Vasquez incident and also with vaccines. We'll spend an hour talking about autism.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.